Random House Audio presents The Witches of Eastwick by John Updike. Read for you by Kate Redding. Chapter 1. The Coven. He was a mickle black rock man, very cold. Isabel Gowdy in 1662. Now, after that the devil had ended his admonitions, he came down out of the pulpit and caused all the company to come and kiss his earth, which they said was cold like ice. His body was hard like iron, as they thought that handled him. Agnes Sampson, in 1590. And, oh yes, Jane Smart said in her hasty yet purposeful way, each S seemed the black tip of a just-extinguished match, held in playful hurt, as children do, against the skin. Suki said a man has bought the Lennox mansion. A man? Alexandra Spofford asked, feeling off-center, her peaceful aura that morning splayed by the assertive word. From New York, Jane hurried on. The last syllable almost barked, its R dropped in Massachusetts style. No wife and family, evidently. Oh, one of those. Hearing Jane's northern voice bring her this rumor of a homosexual come up from Manhattan to invade them, Alexandra felt intersected where she was, in this mysterious, crabbed state of Rhode Island. She'd been born in the West, where white and violet mountains lift in pursuit of the delicate tall clouds, and tumbleweed rolls in pursuit of the horizon. Suki wasn't so sure, Jane said swiftly, her S's chastening. He appeared.